ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Yesterday we did, the day before yesterday, we did 33. Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 2, Prayers by the Demigods, text 34. Sattvam Vishuddham Shayate Bhavan Stito Sharirinam Shreya Upayanam Bapuhu Veda Kriya Yoga Tapaha Samadhibhis Tavarhanam Yena Janaha Samihate Satyam Vishuddham Srayate Bhavan Sthito Sharirinam Shreya Upayanam Bapu Veda Kriya Yoga Tapo Samadhi Bhis Tabar Hanang Jena Jana Samihate Satyam Vishuddham Srayate Bhavan Sthito Sharirinam Shreya Upayanam Bapu Veda Kriya Yoga Tapo Samadhi Bhis Tabar Hanam Jena Jana Samihate Mataji's. Sattvang. Go ahead, who is it? India, please. Sattvam, existence, Vishuddham, transcendental, beyond the three modes of material nature, Shayate, accepts, Bhavan, your lordship, Stito, during the maintenance of this material world, Sharirinam, of all living entities, Shayaha, of supreme auspiciousness, Upayanam, for the benefit, Bapuhu, a transcendental form or body, Veda Kriya, by ritualistic ceremonies according to the directions of the Vedas, Yoga, by practice of devotion, Tapaha, by austerities, Samadhi Bhi, by becoming absorbed in transcendental existence, Tava, your, Arhanam, worship, Yena, by such activities, Janaha, human society, Samihate, offers its obligation unto you. Offers its obligation unto you. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. O Lord, during the time of maintenance, you manifest several incarnations, all with transcendental bodies beyond the material modes of nature. When you appear in this way, you bestow all good fortune upon the living entities by teaching them to perform Vedic activities such as ritualistic ceremonies, mystic yoga, austerities, penances, and ultimately samadhi, ecstatic absorption in thoughts of you. Thus, you are worshipped by the Vedic principles. Please repeat after me. O Lord, during the time of maintenance, you manifest several incarnations, all with transcendental bodies beyond the material modes of nature. When you appear in this way, you bestow all good fortune upon the living entities by teaching them to perform Vedic activities such as ritualistic ceremonies, mystic yoga, austerities, penances, and ultimately samadhi, ecstatic absorption in the thoughts of you. Thus you are worshipped by the Vedic principles. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 18.3, Yajna Dana Tapo Karma Na Tyajyam. The Vedic ritualistic ceremonies, charity, austerity, and all such prescribed duties are never to be given up. Yajna Danam Tapaschaiva Pavanani Manishinam. 18.5. Even one who is very much advanced in spiritual realization must still execute the Vedic principles. Even in the lowest stage, the karmis are advised to work for the sake of the Lord. Jagathat karmana natra lokayam karma bandhanah. Work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed, otherwise work binds one to this material world. Bhagavad Gita 3.9. The word jagathat karmanah indicate that while performing all kinds of duties, one should remember that these duties should be performed to satisfy the Supreme Lord. Sa karmana tam abharcha. According to Vedic principles, there must be divisions of human society. Chaturvarnam maya srishtam. There should be Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudras. And everyone should learn to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tam abharcha. This is real human society, and without this system, we are left with animal society. The modern activities of human society are described in Srimad Bhagavatam as the activities of gokhara, cows and asses. Sa eva gokhara. Everyone is acting in a bodily concept of life involving society, friendship and love for the improvement of economic and political conditions. And thus all activities are enacted in ignorance. The Supreme Personality therefore comes to teach us how to act according to the Vedic principles. In this age of Kali, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and preached that in this age the Vedic activities cannot be systematically performed because people are so fallen. He gave this recommendation from the Shastra. Harir namo, harir namo, harir namo iva kevalam. Kalau nasteva 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 gatirannatha. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is chanting the holy name of the Lord. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. The Krishna consciousness movement is therefore teaching people all over the world how to chant the Hare Krishna mantra, and this has proved very much effective in all places at all times. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in order to teach us Vedic principles intended for understanding Him. Vedaishcha sarvair aham eva vedyah. We should always know that when Krishna and Lord Chaitanya appeared, they appeared in Suddha Satta bodies. One should not mistake the body of Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be a material body like ours. For Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared as needed for the benefit of the entire human society. Out of causeless mercy, the Lord appears in different ages in His original Suddha Sattva transcendental body to elevate human society to the spiritual platform upon which they can truly benefit. Unfortunately, modern politicians and other leaders stress the bodily comforts of life. Jashatma buddhi kuna petri dhatuke, and concentrate on the activities of this ism and that ism, which they describe in different kinds of flowery language. Essentially, such activities are the activities of animals. Sa eva gokharaha. We should learn how to act from Bhagavad Gita, which explains everything for human understanding. Thus, we can become happy even in this age of Kali. Sattvam vishuddham srayate bhavan sthitau sharirinam shreya upayanam vapuhu veda kriya yoga tapas samadhi bhis tavar hanam yena jana samihate. O Lord, during the time of maintenance, you manifest several incarnations, all with transcendental bodies, beyond the material modes of nature. When you appear in this way, you bestow all good fortune upon the living entities by teaching them to perform Vedic activities such as ritualistic ceremonies, mystic yoga, austerities, penances, and ultimately samadhi, ecstatic absorption in thoughts of you. Thus, you are worshipped by the Vedic principles. So the demigods are offering their prayers to Krishna when he was in the womb of his mother in the prison of Kamsa. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead is appearing, but in such a apparently painful way. Now, why does the Supreme Personality of Godhead appear? He appears, as it has been mentioned here, to create the good fortune for the living entities. What kind of living entities? There are two kinds of living entities. One is sadhus, and another is demons, duskritina, the miscreants. The Lord appears to paritranaya sadhunam. His appearance creates good fortune for the sadhus because they are generally troubled by the demoniac people. So, in order to deliver or in order to protect the sadhus, the Lord appears, and in order to protect the sadhus and create the good fortune for the sadhus and rectify the situation of this planet, the Lord kills the demons. These two activities are performed by the Lord. The demons are the ones, those who break the law of the Lord. They are the criminals, the miscreants. Just as in a state, those who break the law, those who don't abide by the law of the state, they create disturbance for others. And what does the state do? What does the king do? King punishes those people. Sometimes he gives them death sentence. When these miscreants become completely deviant, they act in total defiance to the king's law and acts in a whimsical way, acts in a whimsical way for their own benefit, for their own sense gratification, then the system of punishment is there. So, in the broader sense, in this material nature also, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the King of Kings, who is the Supreme Proprietor and Supreme Controller, he has given the law. And those laws are known as dharma. Dharmam tu shakshad bhagavat pranitam. The actual meaning of dharma is the law given by Shakshad Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. That is the ultimate law. And that law is called dharma. And those who follow the law, they are the peace-loving subordinates of the king. And those who break the law, they are the miscreants. They are the troublemakers. So law and order. Breaking the law is crime. And the crime must be, crime must meet with punishment. This is how the law and order is maintained. When somebody commits a crime, he must be punished. So that is not only the law of the state or the system in the human society, but that is the law of entire material nature. So dharma is followed, the dharma, of the path of dharma. Those who follow, they are sadhus. Their sadhus means good people, law-abiding citizens, good people. And those who do not abide by the law, they are the miscreants or duskritina or demons. And sometimes when these demons become too powerful and they act in total defiance of the Lord and they create a situation when the law and order situation is completely disrupted, in total defiance of the Lord, then the Lord comes himself. And that is called the incarnations. Here, the Lord comes to yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhakti bharata. Whenever the dharmasya glani, the dharma, there is a decline, there is a blemish in the dharma. Like there is total defiance of dharma and adharma becomes established by the demons. And ato adharmasya abhuttanam. Abhuttanam
adharmasa.
Dharmasa glani, dharma, there's a decline of dharma and uprise of adharma. Then in order to rectify the situation, he comes. So when the adharma prevails, then the sadhus suffer. Sadhus are the people, those who abide by dharma, the law and order, dharma. Those who believe in the Lord, those who act according to the Lord's instructions. So when adharma prevails, then these people suffer. And in order to save them from that, protect them from that suffering condition, the Lord comes. And he again re-establishes dharma. Dharma sangsthapanarthaya. Sangsthapanarthaya means in order to establish dharma. Sambhavami yuge yuge. I come from time to time. So this appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is called avatar. The word avatar means to descend. Avataran. From the spiritual sky, he comes down to this material nature. That's why he is called avatar. When he descends, irrespective of what form he assumes, he always remains in his transcendental position. In this respect, Prabhupada gives the example, just like a king may go to the prison. But the king doesn't become a prisoner. The king, in order to teach the prisoner some good lesson, he may even act like a prisoner. He may become one of the prisoners, just in order to teach them how to behave, how to get out of the prison house. Now, even though the king wears the prisoner's uniform, still he remains the king. And the prison authorities, they all know who he is. But the king is just dressed up like a prisoner, is behaving like a prisoner. In this way, the king is allowing the prisoner to develop a relationship with him. And when the prisoners develop a relationship with him, loving relationship with him, and the prisoners accept his authority and say, you are the boss, you are the leader, then the prisoners become eligible to get out of the prison house. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead sometimes assumes that kind of a role. Those roles are known as, in his pastimes, as human beings, not a leela. He assumes the form like that of a human being. He is born like a human being. He acts like a human being. But does he become a human being? No. His activities are superhuman. Like Krishna appeared as the son of Nanda Maharaj and son of Vasudeva and Devaki. It appeared that he is like a human being, but his activities are supernatural. Like just after his birth, he appeared in his forearm form. He assumed his Narayan form just after his birth to reassure his parents, Devaki and Vasudeva, don't worry, it is me. Now I have come. No human being can do that. And sometimes people develop a misconception or harbor some misconception that by practicing yoga, man can become God. Or by austerities or some penances or something, one can become God. That's actually a demoniac mentality. God is always God. And the living entities are always living entities. Living entities can never become God. Living entities can be in a conditioned state or he can be in a liberated state. These are the two situations for a living entity. But the living entities can never become the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like a prisoner, he can either be in an imprisoned state or he can be in a free state. But he can never become the king. If somebody thinks that I am in the prison now, but when I get out of the prison, then I'll become a king. Is that a right understanding? No. Rather, it is the most heinous, rebellious attitude. It's a rebel. A rebel is a person who wants to become the king, who doesn't accept the authority of the king, and he himself wants to be the king. And of all the punishments, the punishment to a rebel is the worst kind of punishment. To go against the king and try to usurp the king's position is the most heinous crime. Therefore, those who try to become God themselves, they are the worst kind of criminal. Jai Shishi Gorni Jai Ki Jai. Jai Shishi Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai. Jai Shishi Giridhari Gopal Ki Jai. So, the point is that sometimes the Lord may come and play the role like that of an ordinary human being. Like there, he doesn't assume the role of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He doesn't act like a Supreme Personality of Godhead. Those pastimes of the Lord are considered to be most wonderful. Because in those pastimes, the Lord gives, Krishna gives a living entity an opportunity to come extremely close to him. Very, very close to him. He allows the living entities to develop a human relationship with him. Not recognizing his identity or not really being absorbed in his identity as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they develop an intense loving relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is Krishna's Brajalila, Krishna's Vrindavan pastime. In that Vrindavan pastime, Krishna is actually allowing all the living entities, all the residents, all his associates, those who are surrounding him, to develop a very intense loving relationship with him. Relationship in friendship, relationship in parental, relationship in conjugal. These three relationships are not generally available in Vaikuntha. Because if one recognizes the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can't become his friend. He can't treat him like a friend. Because friendship is among equals. In parental, the parents are superior and the child is subordinate. So Krishna allows that kind of relationship also, where the devotees become his parents, superior, and he becomes their little baby, little child. And conjugal, just like a loving relationship between a young boy and a young girl. So these three relationships cannot be, one cannot have with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Generally, Godhead descends, but he maintains his spiritual identity. His form, although may appear like that of a human being, but that form is transcendental, Satchidananda. Ishwaraha Paramakrishna Satchidananda Vigraha. His form is Satchidananda. Whichever form he assumes in order to incarnate, whether it is a fish, whether that form is that of a tortoise, whether it is a boar, whether it is a half man, half lion, all these forms are transcendental. Sattam, Vishuddham, Vishuddha Sattva, pure goodness. That means beyond the material modes of nature. Material nature has ignorance, passion and goodness. Three modes. Daivi Hesha Gunamai. Gunamai, this Maya, is Daivi, divine, and it is Gunamai, endowed with three modes. Tribhir Gunamai Bhavai. Traigunya, three modes. So these three modes are material. Even the goodness in the material nature is material, it's impure goodness.
mixed goodness, mixed with passion and ignorance. It's not pure goodness. Pure goodness is beyond material nature, Vishuddha Sattva. Vishuddha Sattva, that means just goodness. There is no room for ignorance and passion. So in that situation, the Supreme Personality of Godhead remains all the time. Sattang Vishuddhang Vasudeva Vasudeva Shabditam. That Vishuddha Sattva is Vasudeva. And therefore Krishna is Vasudeva, who is always in Vishuddha Sattva. Just as Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudurlava. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. The transcendental reality is the absolute reality. And Krishna is situated there in that absolute reality. And when the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes, then it becomes absolutely real. We see how this material nature becomes spiritualized by the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just as gopis are singing, Jayati Tedhikam Janmana Vraja Shrayata Indira Shashvadatrahi Jayati Tedhikam. Ever since you took birth in Vraja, Janmana Braja Shrayata Indira Shashvadatrahi. Indira, Lakshmi Devi is constantly residing here. And Lakshmi Devi is here means there is no scarcity. Everything is absolutely opulent. Shrayata Indira Shashvada. Shashvad means constantly, all the time. Shashvadatrahi. So that is how the whole atmosphere becomes spiritualized due to Krishna's appearance. Good fortune prevails everywhere. Because Lakshmi Devi, who is the goddess of fortune, who creates all good fortune, she is always there. So when the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in this way, the whole atmosphere becomes spiritualized. And the sadhus rejoice. But the demons become envious. Because the demons want to create their own arrangement. They also want to bring prosperity. But what kind of prosperity do the demons want to bring? They want to bring material prosperity. We can see how the whole world has become so demoniac now. Because everywhere there is an endeavor for material prosperity. There is no effort for spiritual prosperity. The material prosperity is prevailing. And material prosperity means prosperity for sense gratification, arrangement for sense gratification. Everyone is trying to make arrangements for sense gratification. And then what happens? That arrangement, one day it crumbles. It collapses. And when it collapses, then there will be total chaos. Law and order will be completely in disarray. But when the Lord's influence prevails, then the real prosperity prevails. Krishna consciousness is not going to plunge us into poverty. Rather, Krishna consciousness is going to bring real prosperity. And that prosperity will be based on the real opulence. Real, what are the real opulence? The real opulence is good food. That's the real opulence. And we can see wherever ISKCON is, there is good food. Nice prasad. That's the real opulence. People are not aware of it. But a time will come when the situation will become so chaotic, they won't have anything to eat. Then they will realize what an opulence it is to have some delicious prasad. when people are starving, then they will realize.
Like Vrindavan Chandra observed Nijala Ekadasi yesterday. So now he will, by fasting, we appreciate how wonderful food is. And sometimes it's good to get into some sort of difficult situation so that we learn to appreciate the real wealth. They have created all kinds of artificial arrangements. And when these artificial arrangements crumble, then they will wake up. And when they wake up, what will happen? They have already become so used to their comfort that they won't be able to tolerate that. Can you imagine what's going to happen to America if there is no electricity? If the electric supply fails in the middle of winter, what's going to happen here? I remember there was some scarcity of gas, petrol, some 20, 30 years ago, and people are killing each other. I remember once the news was that there was petrol was being rationed, and so only some petrol pumps could give out the petrol, and so there was a huge queue to get gas. And at one point, the tank became empty. The person who was next to get the gas, he became so upset, he just killed the petrol pump owner, gas station owner. So this is how intolerant people have become. So that is the situation. Like when this situation goes out of hand, we can't imagine what kind of crisis will hit the society. Law and order will be totally lost. But those who are devotees of Krishna, they will not be affected by that, because they know how to depend upon Krishna. What will be a devotee's attitude? If there is no food, devotee will think that, well, Krishna wants me to fast today. Therefore, it is good to practice this fasting on Ekadasi. Like someday, if there is no food, we are used to it. And we can also consider, like, Krishna is giving us so much. Actually, we end up overeating every day. So, if someday there is no food, then we'll, in a right consciousness, we will consider that, well, Krishna gave so much food at one time that I overate, and today Krishna wants me to fast. He knows what's good for me. And those who are devotees of Krishna, they'll never have any scarcity. Mahaprabhu, when he met Srivastakur couldn't live in Navadvip after Mahaprabhu took sannyas. So he left Navadvip and he came to a place where Isharpuri actually appeared. And he was staying there. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to Vrindavan from Jagannath Puri, he stopped there. And he asked Srivast Thakur, Srivast, how do you maintain yourself? Like, you don't do anything, you are just... And Srivast said, I don't have any desire for doing anything. Since you left, I lost interest for everything. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Srivast, there'll never be any scarcity in your house. Even Lakshmi Devi may go out with a begging bowl, but there won't be any scarcity in your house. That is the assurance Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to his devotees. Even Lakshmi Devi may have to go out with a begging bowl, which is an impossible situation. How can the goddess of fortune go out with a begging bowl? But Mahaprabhu is pointing out, even if that happens, still,
my devotees will never suffer. My devotees will never face any scarcity. I will provide yogakshema baham maham. Whatever they lack, I will provide, and whatever they have, I will protect. Therefore, a devotee should have complete faith in the words of the Lord and not be perturbed by any situation. He is there, he will take care. If he is not giving it to me now, there must be some reason. There must be some reason for my benefit that he is not giving. Like, if we have some disease and the father says, today you don't eat anything, fast. Now, a good child, obedient child, what he'll do? He'll just accept the instruction of the father. But a disobedient child, what he'll do? He'll start crying. Where is food? Where is food? I'm starving. Now he has got typhoid. And in typhoid, it is advised that one shouldn't eat, should fast. So that's why the father is not giving him any food. But the child is crying. And the neighbor thinks, look, the father is so cruel, he is not giving the food to the hungry child. And he comes and gives him some food, feeds him. And the result is his condition deteriorates. Therefore, the best thing is to understand what Krishna's arrangement is and go according to that arrangement. And that is a devotee. He just accepts Krishna's arrangement. Oh, Krishna, you want me to be like this? You want me to go through this situation? Okay, fine, I will. I'm ready for that. So that is the intelligent thing to do. So, when the Lord appears, he appears in his transcendental form, and when he appears, he creates the absolute good fortune for everybody. And by appearing, what he does, he establishes dharma, which is performed in the form of tapaha, yajnaha, yoga, etc. and samadhi. So by performing these spiritual activities, one then achieves the spiritual perfection. And in this way, his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes established. He becomes absorbed in samadhi. He becomes absorbed in samadhi. That is, he becomes absorbed constantly in thinking about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that constant absorption of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the beginning of devotional service to the Lord. Therefore, it has been described that after the yoga, after the perfection of Ashtanga Yoga, after the samadhi, one actually becomes eligible to become a devotee of the Lord. So these good fortunes are created by the Lord. Now, in the age of Kali, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us a very special benediction. That is, in other ages, one had to climb from one step to another and come to the ultimate stage of devotion. But in this age, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly has given us the devotion, which is the ultimate spiritual practice, ultimate spiritual achievement. So we have got the ultimate in such an easy way. The highest spiritual practice, highest spiritual achievement has been rewarded to us, has been awarded to us with irrespective of any qualification and eligibility. Just mercy. And that is our good fortune. That we have become the recipient of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, Srila Prabhupada's mercy. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari. Any question? Chandrasekhar, there may be questions in the internet. See, where did Srivash go? somebody should attend this. Do you know how to do that? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, okay. So, Swami Krishna Prabhu, then I'll take you.
Like in the prison house, the inmates do not understand the position of the king if the king arrives there. And the guards and the superintendent of the prison house, they know. But they develop intimate relations with prisoners and they could get out easily, but superintendent would remain superintendent. So it seems that superintendent position is a serious position, then the inmates would develop loving relationships.
Right, right, that's true. That's why the position of human beings are superior than that of demigods.
Another short question. Like most of the people, they say we are doing good, we are paying taxes, we are law-abiding citizens, and we are kind, we are nice. So what is the need for devotional service, bhakti? We are already doing nicely. People are happy, we are kind to the neighbor. So many people are like that way. They don't accept. Yes, there is God, but he's doing his job, I am doing my job.
Yeah.
So what is the need of developing
that? Yes, that way they'll get the benefit of that system. The system that they're abiding by, they'll get the benefit from that system, but they'll not get the benefit of the Lord's arrangement. Because then he'll say, okay, fine. You are abiding by the American law. Enjoy in America. But you won't be able to get the spiritual benefits unless and until you accept my authority.
In those positions could come to Krishna easily. One is like sometimes when they suffer, it's easy for them to come to Krishna. And people who think everything is okay, I'm surrounded by nice things, I have my family, I'm taking care of them nicely, my kids, I'm paying taxes, I'm working hard, you people are lazy. So, are those people are more in a worse position than the one who is really outwardly bad, but then because of his criminal mentality, he realizes that it dawns to them much easier. I'm just asking you the question.
Yeah, in this age of Kali, it has been said that it is better to be fallen than elevated. Because Potito Pavano Hetu Tabo Avatar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to deliver the fallen souls. So it's fortunate that I am fallen. Moshamo Potito Prabhu Na Paiveya. You don't get anyone as fallen as I am, so I am the recipient of your mercy. And main thing is that it depends upon one's clarity of consciousness. You know, like some people, in spite of enjoying, take to Krishna consciousness very easily. Some people, in spite of suffering intensely, still they don't want to accept. So this is due to Sukriti. When one has Agyata Sukriti, he becomes more open to Krishna consciousness. That's why the devotees have to go out and create that Agyata Sukriti for others by giving them prasad, giving them Prabhupada's mercy in the form of his books. And so this is how we have to create the good fortune for others. Yes? Yeah.
So that circle
okay. I got your question. There are two types of associates of the Lord. One is called Nitya Siddhas and the other is called Sadhana Siddhas. Nitya Siddhas are the eternal associate of the Lord that come from the spiritual sky with the Lord. But Sadhana Siddhas are the practicing devotees. By practicing devotional service, they become qualified to associate with the Lord. So when the Lord comes, they get an opportunity to associate with him. So it's not that all the associates are his eternal associates coming from the spiritual sky. The others are getting an opportunity to also become his associate by through practice. Like the sages of Naimisharanya. The sages of Dvandakaranya. In Ramchandra's pastimes, the sages, they developed an intense love for Ramchandra. So they got an opportunity to become associates of Krishna. Then these sadhana siddhas are of two kinds, Shrutichari and Rishichari. The sages of Dandakaranya are the Rishichari siddhas, sadhana siddhas. And Shrutichari is the exponents, those who studied the Upanishads and developed a very high position, high level of devotional service. They are the Shrutichari's associates of the Lord. Also, we can see that the demigods were told by Brahma, the Lord instructed Brahma to inform the demigods to take birth in the Vishnu Yadu dynasty, Yadu family. So here the demigods, those who are qualified, they got a chance to take part in Krishna's pastimes. So in this way, those who become qualified, they get a chance to participate in Krishna's pastimes in this way. Okay? Yes.
When there is a description of, like, a natural devotion, the media by which either Bhava Bhakti or Prema Bhakti rises is, one, it is explained as a sadhana vinivesa ja in Sri Krishna Prasabhakta Prasada ja, that either it is like Sri Krishna's mercy or his devotee's mercy. Or other place it says, either through a sadhana or by Krishna Prema. Now, Sri Krishna Prasabhakta Prasada ja and sadhana, is it not the same thing? Because Sri Krishna's devotee is also known as sadhana bhakti, prema or bhava that arises by Krishna.
I couldn't understand. What's your point?
My point is that we are talking about getting Krishna's mercy here.
Yeah.
In the same context, in natural devotion, when there is an explanation about how the bhava bhakti or prema bhakti arises, it is explained there are two ways that that arises, is either through a sadhana vinivasaja or by sadhana bhakti.
Not sadhana bhakti, sadhana abhinivesha. Abhinivesha means absorption. Now this abhinivation can be through sadhana, but at an advanced stage, that will become spontaneous due to love. That will then transcend, the sadhana will transcend into bhava. Through sadhana, first is practice. Sadhana. And by practicing, we will achieve the perfection. But that also will come gradually. First is nishtha. First will be actually bhajana kriya. Bhajana kriya will lead to anartha nibritti. Anartha nibritti will lead to nishtha. From nishtha to ruchi. Then ruchi to bhava. The taste, once we get the taste, you see we are practicing. We are practicing, but that practice is an effort. But by the practice, when you get the taste, then there is no more effort. Then it is automatically. Like a child, mother has to force the child to eat. But when the child grows up a little and gets the taste, then the mother won't have to force him to eat. He goes and steals the food and eats it because he got the taste. Right? So this is how from ruchi, it will gradually lead to bhava. And then, it is again both from a devotee side there is sadhana, from Krishna's side there is mercy. Devotees are endeavoring on their own. Both are actually necessary. We can't just, don't make any effort and depend upon Krishna's mercy. That means we are not serious. So our sincerity, our seriousness will be displayed by our effort of sadhana. And as Krishna sees, and now the point has been made that by sadhana alone one cannot achieve perfection. With the sadhana, we can simply make an effort, but actual perfection will come by the mercy of the Lord. We can't force Him. If we say, by sadhana I'll get Krishna, that means I am actually superior to Krishna. I'm ordering Krishna. Krishna, you have to give me because I'm doing this. But by sadhana we come to realize that I can't expect anything out of my sadhana. On my part I'm doing sadhana, but actually it is entirely up to Krishna what He wants to give. And a very wonderful example in that respect is the yogi who is performing such austerities for so many years, and the cobbler, right? The yogi is thinking, because I am practicing, I must get it. I must. And when he doesn't get what he wants, he gets upset. That means he is not really depending upon Krishna. He is trying to control Krishna. But our position is not to control Krishna. Our position is to serve Krishna. Whereas the cobbler, he is completely dependent. But how, when I'll be delivered? Well, you have to wait for a long, long time. As many leaves are there in this tamarind tree, for that many lifetimes you have to come back. And he started to dance in ecstasy. Oh, at least someday I'll be delivered. Someday the Lord will bestow His mercy upon me. And then what happened? All the tamarind the leaves from the tamarind tree fell off. And the chariot came from Vaikuntha to take him. So this is the mercy of the Lord. And the devotee depends upon the mercy of the Lord. So the point actually is that Krishna is not so concerned about our austerities and penances. Krishna simply cares about our dependence upon Him. When He sees that we have become completely dependent upon Him, then He says, okay, now you are qualified. So the ultimate spiritual mercy, spiritual achievement is a product of Krishna's mercy. Okay, thank you all very much. Okay.
Completely mercy. One may be by your mind that you ask for the mercy or beg for the mercy or look for the mercy. Another is that completely materially impoverished with completely bereft of anything and then you depend. What is more important? One time we pray also to Krishna that you are the Lord of the materially impoverished. Or another is that you feel completely dependent on the Krishna out of sheer respect or love for Krishna. That is also dependency. Which one is
it? Will depend upon the individual. Like some people may be in the middle of all the opulence and he is not affected by that. And somebody, because he is attached, so in order to purify him, Krishna may take everything away from him. Right? So it will depend upon it will depend upon the person's attitude of surrender and detachment. Krishna is the perfect physician. Perfect, as Sanatan Goswami pointed out. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out. He is the perfect doctor. So he knows how to treat the patient. And a perfect doctor doesn't treat all the patients the same way. He knows what medicine one needs and accordingly he gives the treatment. Thank you. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.